Chicago.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Welcome to Five Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today is Thursday, May 19th, 2011.
Episode 356.
Yeah, this is the second take, and I'm just going to say it right now. James LeRoy fucked up the first and second show last week.
Sorry. So the ending of the first show was actually supposed to be, there's some funny stuff. If any of you caught that, then congratulations. But Ricky, it's doing it again.
Hold on.
So, but the first show... It's doing it. It's fine.
No, that's
right. Damn it. So, anyway, the first show, it was supposed to have a little song at the end.
Stop popping your pimple.
But it hurts and I want to pop it.
Gross.
Oh, sorry.
Y'all, we have the windows open, so you're probably going to hear a lot of... Oh, that's not what I want. You're probably going to hear a lot of traffic.
Yeah, sorry. It's nice out, though, finally.
Mm-hmm. Well, not as nice as it could be.
True. But it's nicer than...
Been goddamn cold. Up on this bitch.
Cold. It's cold. So yes, the show. I was adding some fun stuff at the end, and there's the song here and there, and this is the first episode, episode 354. And I was adding a musical thing at the end, and it was kind of funny, and I really thought it was hilarious, and then it didn't show up.
No, sure didn't, so nobody knew it was hilarious.
I'm sorry, y'all. But it was really funny. I'm going to try to fix them both. Okay. I promise.
Well... we want to just talk to Nanod for a second because we know that probably the first show made it sound like that we were talking about you and that we didn't like your name, but that's not the case. The second part of the show, which you did not get to hear because James LeRoy fucked it up.
Sorry.
We actually, no, it was in the beginning when we played the song, right?
Yeah, but there's more at the end too.
But we weren't making fun of your name. We think you're adorable and we love you because you're like one of our favorite listeners.
Right. Nanod, you are an effing rock star. And I just want to let you know that I love you, even though you want to fucking take my boyfriend. But that's okay. Have some.
No, bitch. Wait, I'm fucking you, so.
And you're fucking Bill. And Bill's making you dinner. And I'm getting the shit under the stick because then Nod's getting Bill, too.
Right.
I just, nobody wants me.
Bill's double dipping.
He's triple dipping.
What's up with that?
Bill, you're in trouble.
He gets it all. He has that personality. He gets everything he wants.
He does.
So, I bet he does.
Doinger.
So, Nanod, we love you. We love you to death.
Nanod, you are one of my favorite people right now.
He's so cute. He messaged me. Oh, we were kind of like playing a game because, so we were text messaging each other, right?
Right.
So we were talking about, he goes, really, Ricky, Norwegian? He goes, oh, it's a language? You're kidding me, right? And I was like, what? I said, I didn't. Hold on. I want to bring up the whole conversation.
Oh, man.
And I know this is going to be riveting for everybody.
Ricky, you're hilarious. Is he Swedish? Scandinavian? Is that a language?
Let's see. He goes, Scandinavian language? Seriously, Ricky? I go, well, I didn't know. He goes, Jesus, Ricky, there's no such thing. I go, yeah, I know that. And he's like, right. I go, I know that now. He goes, right. I go, so now you have to send a message to us in different languages, or you have to send a message to us in your language, and so we can hear it. Excuse me.
Gross.
So we can hear it. And his response is, which language? I speak several. I was like, oh, snap.
Oh, shit. Put us in our place.
I go, oh, even better. You should record something in each language, and then we can have the listeners guess what language it is. He goes, you do know that I'm not Norwegian, right? I'm like, yeah, you moved there from the Middle East, right? He goes, yes, this is the best part. Because I can totally hear all people that are outside the United States talking to us Americans like this because we're like fucking dumbasses.
We are.
He goes, do you even know to tell me two countries in the Middle East? No Wikipedia. And I'm not there, by the way. And I said, Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Israel. He goes, I'm from Europe, Serbia. I was like, he goes, Google it. I go, I've heard of Serbia. Sounds hot. He goes, do you know the sport Serbia is the best in the world? And I said, soccer, no, rugby. He goes, tennis. I go, oh, I was close.
He deals with balls.
But I could totally hear him, like, just, like, quizzing me, like, could you even tell me two countries that are in the Middle East?
True.
Bitch, we've been in some wars, so I know some Middle East countries. Thank That's you, how George. I know them. That's really how I know them, really.
Otherwise, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
And you know, a lot of people think that Egypt is in the Middle East, like on the continent of the Middle East. No, it's in right. Africa.
The country?
Yeah, Africa, the country. You know, because they need maps and stuff, such as the South Africas and the Irans.
Oh my God. Miss America.
They did at one point, or somebody told me, or I heard it or something, that they sold a sash. A shirt with a sash on it and had her whole speech on the sash.
Oh my God.
I would love that. That's that would be like the best gift ever.
Did I ever show you when I went to Korea the t-shirts they had there in English?
No.
I'll have to pull some up on the pictures. They're freaking hilarious.
Can you use my album art?
Maybe. I have to edit it. God, I can't talk. I might have to edit it a little bit because certain people are in the photo.
Okay. Well, I have one thing to say.
My best friend.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. One of the shirts says, I never get lost, house everywhere. I'm me, where to go. That's exactly what it says.
But why is that? Is it funny to them?
It's probably what we have on our shirts when it's like, oh, look, Japanese lettering or characters.
And,
you know, stuff. And it's like, oh, we're so cool because we're wearing different cultures. And then it really says, I'm a fucking retard. And those Asians are like, oh, so funny.
So, moving on. I have one word to say right now.
Avuncular. Are you ready for this? It's avuncular.
Doinger.
Doinger.
So I put on the
I love that word.
I do love the word doinger. It's doinger. Pretty good.
I kept flubbing it up on the last shows.
Walt, because I put on the Foul Monkeys Facebook fan page.
Yahoo!
What we should talk about, and not a lot of people responded. So
rude.
But we just Walt said, please use the word doinger. And I really love that word doinger.
Doinger.
You can never have enough doinger.
Mm-mm.
There is a lot of doinger shorts around here, too. Love a good doinger shorts.
There's a lot of doinger shorts.
I'm surprised that bigger guys that wear doinger shorts have a lot of doinger to show.
Big boy doinger.
Mm-hmm. You like big boy doingers, don't you?
I do like big boy doingers.
Gettysburg Address, the Ten Commandments, FDA regulations, cereal flour. What?
Yeah, this is another Korean shirt.
That's so weird. And it's I love so that they strange. Have panties and bras like normal people.
Like normal people.
But like everywhere, like a Walmart.
Rude.
Is that where y'all were? Like a Walmart or something?
I forget where we were. But there are things called, well, I don't remember the name of it, but there's, I'll show you this too. It's a place called E-Mart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the version of like a Kmart versus a Walmart versus a Target. Like it's
all together.
Yeah. It's like kind of like the Super Target. And here's, so they have in Korea, they have this like a rice, like a vodka that they have called soju.
Mm-hmm.
In Korea, this is a, how big is this? This is probably like a handle worth. Uh-huh. Like it's a huge amount.
Like a gallon.
Yeah. Almost. Well, not a gallon. Maybe half a gallon or so. But anyway, it's this, it's soju, and it's in, like, it looks like a sports bottle, but it's priced at 3,551.
Mm-hmm.
That translates to about $3.
Sweet.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. I need to get the spray up in here. No, but it's like, it's so cheap to get drunk over there. I loved it. And I was able to just have my beer everywhere. Mm-hmm. I walked around in downtown areas with my beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, it was awesome.
Well, you know, those people, they don't have rules there. Wait, you were in, that's a non-communist country, right?
I was in South Korea.
South Korea, so it's non-communist. Communist.
It's non-condiment.
Is it democratic?
It's non-condiment.
Is it democratic?
I think so. Maybe.
Hmm.
I don't know.
What kind of government is over there, y'all? Tell us.
Let us know.
So we said Doinger enough, I think. So, Walt, I hope you're happy. Doinger. If you're not happy, then you need to call us.
Mm-hmm. Doinger.
Next, Peter wants us to talk about our stalkers. And I don't really remember. I know what this is coming from.
Is this coming from the really old show?
No, because I tweeted this week, Bear 411 stalker, please stop, you're scaring me.
Tell us about that.
Well, I don't want to go into too much detail because you may be able to figure this person out. But
no. Well, tell us the events and leave out details.
Well,
and you can tell me details when we're done with the show.
The first message that he sends me is, you know, because Bear 411 now has the radius thing. It tells you, like, GPS.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So this guy messaged me. He's like, oh, you're only, like, you know, 100 feet away from me or some bullshit like that. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's weird. So I start looking around. I'm like, where the fuck
is he in my apartment?
I'm in your closet.
The next thing he says to me is, you look like you squirt a huge load. And I was like, I do.
Oh, my God. I hope you guys heard that. Oh,
fuck.
Oh, damn it. You're fucking nasty.
Oh. We're nasty bitches.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe.
Don't stop it. Don't stop.
I can't breathe. It's making me cry.
Not that bad.
Yes, it is.
As you're typing in notes. Must type notes. No, that's the first time I've done that.
On the show.
I think so. Yeah. Like in episode 4, my friend Misty, she like fucking farted. But she was like in the living room and you could hear it. Oh my God. It was like episode 4, I think, or something like that.
Wow.
Pew, y'all. I'm sorry.
Stinky poo.
So we're talking about the stalker, and he was just like, ooh, I bet you scored a big load. And I'm like, oh. So yes. I'm like, I just put frowny face and it's end. Because I don't think on the mobile version you can block people. So the next message I get, he has like a language barrier. I don't know what language he speaks, but he was pretty much asking me to stand like 5 feet away from him and squirt all over him. And I was like, well, I could do that, but no, you're gross and ugly, and you're old.
I'm not.
Because the only people who look at me are old people and ugly people, and sometimes they're ugly old people.
Yeah, Ricky has a date tonight.
Yeah, I do, with the cute boy. He's cute at me. So, yeah, that's our stalkers, and then Peter also wants us to talk about furlesque. Have you seen those? Furlesque?
No. You mean burlesque?
It's like burlesque, but it's furlesque.
You mean like Bearless?
Mm-hmm.
B-E-A-R.
But it's here in Chicago. I guess there are some local guys are doing it or something. So it's going to be like
hot y'all.
Burlesque, but it's going to be furlesque.
So it's going to be like Bearless.
I love their word play on words. Somebody said on their page, Los Angeles is in desperate need of a bear-versity.
A bear-versity.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Oh, look, they were in the red eye.
Oh, nice.
They were in the red eye hoods.
What's this like?
Bear burlesque group strips away pretension.
Strip away something.
I'll have to read of that. You guys, you can go to neighborhoods.redeyechicago.com/boystown trending. You'll be able to read more about it.
That's hashtag. Colon.
Mm-hmm. That picture's kind of hot, though. Look at that. He's squirting honey on it.
From here, it looks like he's grabbing his nuts.
Well, that's his leg.
I know, but from
that would
single,
be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and he looks kind of bigger, so.
Oh, is he putting it in his mouth?
Yeah.
The honey in his mouth?
I love honey.
Oh, I would hate to have honey, poured on me, though.
Oh, poured on me?
No.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's your chair.
No, it wasn't. It was it's a rat.
It's a rat. Chicago rats.
Which are scary. They look like cats.
Now that's New York rats. Chicago rats have less attitude.
They're fatter because they just don't give a shit. And they'll walk up to
your... Midwest boys a big ol'. Mm-hmm. Like, I want garbage. Give me your food.
How long have we been recording?
15.
Okay, we're good. So we're gonna skip this one until after my next story.
All right.
So y'all, yesterday, Ricky was pissed.
Pissed.
I was so pissed.
Hashtag
so pissed. You guys, and I know I haven't really went into detail about, you know, my job and stuff, but I have to commute out to the suburbs to go to my job. So I have to take, I have to walk up to a main intersection here, take a bus to the metro station, and then ride the metro up to my work, which is
a lot.
Maybe 20 minutes. It's like a 20-minute train commute. So yesterday I get off work at 5, I walk up to the metro station, and this is what pissed me off the most, because they have a train that leaves at 5:08, and I always walk up, and it's just leaving. And I was like, fuck. So I'm waiting there, and then like 5 minutes later, another train is coming. I'm like, oh, cool, maybe they're behind.
Are you talking about on your way home?
Yeah, on my way home.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, maybe they're behind, and this is supposed to be the 5:08 train. Mm-mm, that bitch went right past us. It was an express train. Because I guess they were running late on schedule. So that means I have to wait until 5:35 for the next train to come. 5:34, I see the train coming. I'm like, yes, thank God. And the things run ding, 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 you know. And the train stops. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it's staying there. And it's staying there. And for like 5 minutes, it's just sitting there. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then we get the announcement over the intercom. Dear Metro consumers or customers.
Writers.
The inbound train to Chicago.
This is
another thing I have to talk about
Chicago.
Too. The inbound train to Chicago is temporarily delayed. There is no time. You know, no time limit. Come to find out, the train hit a pedestrian that was at a crosswalk. Or, you know, like a...
You know where the arms are?
Yeah. So, I guess the pedestrian was between the two arms and it hit the pedestrian and killed him.
Shut up.
Yeah. But my thing is
you told me it was a car.
I thought it was a car. But when I finally got to read the news, it was a person. But the thing is this is an area where only cars are supposed to be. No humans are supposed to be crossing this road. There's no sidewalks or anything for it. So obviously this person, I would say, is committing suicide. I'm thinking.
Oh, really?
Well, what person would try to cross the train track right when...
Well, maybe it was a case like Fried Green Tomatoes where... What's his name? Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking gets spook caught in the train tracks.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think it was that. But anyway, it killed him.
Okay.
And my thing is that, you know, if it was a case of that you're killing yourself, could you please do that on a Saturday?
Rude.
Because I got places to be and you affect a lot of people's lives.
Mm.
So I had to wait another hour for the PACE bus.
Hashtag inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky.
Hashtag... Do your suicides on your own time.
Oh. I don't feel comfortable right now.
And I just want to say right now, what happened to the good old days where you just take a bottle of sleeping pills, drink a bottle of Jack, and fall asleep? Oh, no. Somebody's got to one-up somebody all the time.
Yeah.
You know, here people are jumping on the L train. Yeah. First of all, they probably don't get killed by the train. They probably get shocked the fuck out of when they're on it, right? When they jump on the track.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because it's an electric track. They probably get electrocuted.
It's electrifying.
So I had to wait an hour for the PACE bus, which I'm going to write an old angry man letter to the metro station because they should have a backup plan for when these emergencies happen. They didn't send out more buses or anything. Correct. So I had to wait an hour for a bus. And then I had to take it all the way from Glenview all the way to the Harlem Blue Line. Get on at the Harlem Blue Line and then come here at the Damon stop.
Yeah.
Then, because I had a quasi date yesterday and I was running late for it, so I didn't get to come home. I got here at 7:55, but I had to leave. I was on the bus, the Damon bus.
Yeah.
The fucking bus driver is whistling his goddamn ass off. And I cannot. I mean, he was just like, oh, I'm happy-go-lucky. I love my fucking job.
Well,
no. Because then we get to Armitage right here and I'm having to go up to Fullerton. Oh, I'm telling everybody where I live.
Pretty much.
I get right here, and the bus powers down.
Ew.
I'm like, what the fuck? This is like the worst commute day ever.
Oh.
So I finally made it, but I'm just like really, people, please just drown yourself or something instead. Don't make other people suffer. It's very inconvenient. I'm sorry. I know that's rude, but
sad.
Whatever's.
By the way, this is Ricky's opinion.
All emails can be sent to rickydoesn'tgiveafuck@gmail.com. nice. So let's see what else we got to talk about here.
We are Pride 48.
Pride 48.
Bitches.
Going on September. Can you bring that up? No, I'll do it since your computer's all being worked on right or being used right now.
You're being used right now. This is Inception. My computer is using your computer, which is using my computer.
It's September 16th through the 19th. It's going to be in Las Vegas.
Vegas,
and they're going to be doing live shows there from whatever hotel we choose to be at in front of a live audience. And also, we're going to be streaming around this wonderful world full of podcasters. And just the last 2 years that we've done it, it's been so much fun. It's great. I mean, is that me or you?
You. Keep going.
He wanted to go to Furlesque tonight, but
oh.
I'm busy. So, Pride 48, just to give a little rundown of it, what it is all of us podcasters, gay-friendly podcasters all around the world, we get together on this weekend. We start Friday at 6, usually, mm-hmm. and Eastern time,
mm-hmm.
and it goes all the way until 6 p.m. that Sunday Eastern time, and it's nothing but live broadcasted podcasts for 48 hours. And the past couple of years, what we've done is people donate money. Mm-hmm. As we're podcasting and stuff, and that money's used to keep the website up so that we can continue to do live shows and, you know, for extra, you know, things that we need for the show, streaming,
right.
equipment, stuff right. like that. Really talked to you about this, but I was thinking since we are going to keep Thursday as a permanent mm-hmm. recording time,
yeah,
maybe like every other week you'd want to do a live show or
maybe.
Something.
We can do that.
It's probably going to be 7 o'clock. Central time, mm-hmm. which is 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Yep.
And
it's gonna be late, y'all.
4, 5 o'clock.
Ricky and I have got lives.
Mm-hmm. We got lives, y'all.
We will entertain you while you eat.
And hopefully it's not on a day that a person decides to put themselves on the train track and I don't get home till 7:55 because that'll suck. But let us know what you think. I don't know if you guys really want to hear a live show from us. I'm sure they do. But also Pride 48 in Las Vegas, September 16th through the 19th. I hope that we'll be able to go. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, it's just one of those things we have to, with that time frame, we have mm-hmm. to just make sure we can do.
Well, I know I can have off on the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
16th. Is that 3 days? Friday,
but
Saturday, and Sunday?
But y'all, you can meet James LeBron.
So, mm-hmm. so if we do go, we'll probably fly out Thursday night, probably.
Maybe do like a red eye.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll be there 16th. Maybe we could do like a real red carpet because they always do like a red carpet at the beginning of every Pride 48 shit, and they have people call in like, ooh, he's wearing, the, you know, whatever. So you have to go back.
Massimo, I have the DVD.
I have the DVD. I'll let you use it and okay. or I'll let you listen to it because it's really good.
Okay.
And they also, what they do is, I don't know if they'll do it this year, but last year what they did is collect money. They put every show that was streamed live or that was on Pride 48 and they put it on a DVD and they sold it. And nice. People bought it, which is nice. Awesome. So I hope you guys are interested and just keep those dates in mind because it's a really fun time and it's
like
kind of important to us.
Yeah.
How long have we been going? Let's do one phone call. I don't have the phone call song, but. how long have we been recording?
25.
Okay. We're
good.
We're doing good.
Doing good, y'all.
We're just waiting for my computer to catch up here. You ready? Here we go.
Let's do this. Phone call.
Hi, guys. This is Ramble Redhead. Thought I'd give you a quick call and let you know I'm catching up on your program. And just want to let you know I had to call and tell you I love your show. I think it's hilarious. And you guys make me laugh. And I'm like busting my gut every episode. And I wanted to call before after I ate my dinner because I didn't want to get any gas bubbles up my butt like, you know, you guys do. But anyway, I love you, and I wish you all the best. And Here's the shameless plug. RambleRedhead.com. All right.
I'm wondering why. I wonder why he sent in the message in that voice. I'm pretty sure he doesn't have a cold. So. I got gas bubbles.
I got gas bubbles. My name.
Thank you for calling Ramble Redhead. Yeah. You guys could check out his show.
Sweet.
And I'm glad we make you funny.
We
make you funny, girl.
Funny. Kidding.
Thank you for listening, and we appreciate it. And so that's that phone call, and we're going to go ahead and end this one, I think.
There
is another phone call, but we're going to save it for the second one.
But there's not other ones after that.
No.
What happened, guys?
That's it. That's all, y'all.
Should we have to have another anniversary show?
I know, right? Y'all, we're about to celebrate 350. What is that?
We're going
to
break 360.
360.
Congratulations.
It's been 10 shows since 350.
So much changed.
One thing I do want to add is, y'all, I want some Cadbury eggs. And I know they're like out of season right now, but I think they sell them like in Europe or something all the time. So I'm going to need one of you people to buy us some Cadbury eggs because we both like them.
Girl, we do. I love the Cadbury egg commercials with
the
like
old
the
ones,
different,
the rabbit.
The different.
The lion.
That's my favorite.
I also like the caramel ones too. They're good.
Ooh.
I don't like the orange cream one though. Please don't send that to me.
I'll eat those. I love orange.
Yeah, we want some of those if you can. Ooh. That would be great. So give us a call, 206-984-3685.
Follow us on Twitter at JamesLeroyFM or FoulMonkeys.
Email us at FoulMonkeys@gmail.com.
Or JamesLeroyFM@gmail.com.
We totally did that out of order. It's messing me up because I usually do email first. Follow us on Facebook under our FoulMonkeys Facebook fan page.
Oh, you did it.
Yay!
I think there's just too many F's in that.
Cancer.
I think there's too many F's in it, and I think that's why I get all fucked up on it. Give us stuff that we talk about. Oh, we can use that book right there.
Tumblr.
We'll use that in the next show. Oh, yeah. Follow us on Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good, y'all.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it.
And I guess that's it. Is that it for us?
Doinger.
That was very like Asian.
Speaking about Asian, when is Jujubee coming?
Oh, Jujubee. What if she comes when we're in Pride 48?
What if she comes to Pride 48 show 360?
What if she comes to Pride 48?
Oh, that'd be shit, y'all.
And she's on our show.
Or Manella. Oh my god, I'm gonna ask Manella.
I'm gonna ask Tony.
Tony, do you know Manella too?
Is she Asian?
Yes.
Oh, well then he probably does.
Because we know every gay.
Right.
All right, y'all.
Every gay knows every gay, and every gay Asian knows every Asian.
And every white person knows every white. No, there's too many.
Too many. Womp, womp. Okay, we'll see you guys later. This is Ricky.
And this is James Leroy.
Have a good week.
Bye. Peace out, Cub Scout.
You can never have enough doinger.